Well, good morning, sowers for a great awakening. It is Sunday again, the Lord's Day, the day of resurrection. And have we got a big surprise for you? I've been kind of hinting at it, telling you this was coming, but today it is happening. And in the following Sundays, we have with us Timothy and Julie Tennant, and they're going to be leading our psalm today together. So I wanted to let you know that so it wouldn't just come out of nowhere seemingly, but they're going to take the wheel and or the seed bag, as it were, and lead our meeting with Jesus on Sundays, continuing to work our way through the Psalms, reading them, hearing them, reflecting on them, praying them, singing them. What a blessing. So without further ado, here are Timothy and Julie Tennant.
Good morning, Seedbed. It is such a delight to be with you this morning and to be a part of a wonderful wake-up call. Today, you're hearing from Tim and Julie Tennant from Seedbed North in Wilmore, Kentucky. And today's focus will be on Psalm 27. And I'm going to have Julie read that for us.
Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers assail me to eat up my flesh, my adversaries and foes, it's they who stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war break out against me, yet I will be confident. One thing I have asked of the Lord, and that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For he will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of his tent. He will lift me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above all my enemies around me. And I will offer in his tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing and make melody to the Lord. Hear me, O Lord, when I cry aloud. Be gracious to me and answer me. You have said, seek my face. My heart says to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Hide not your face from me. Turn not your servant away in anger. For you have been my help. Cast me not off. And don't forsake me, O God of my salvation. Even if my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord will take me in. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me on a level path because of my enemies. Give me not up to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and they breathe out violence. I believe that I will look upon the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord.
What a wonderful psalm this is. Think about what it means to live with confidence before God, assurance of his presence in the midst of innumerable challenges. This is the great word of the psalm. Think about what David says he's facing. He's facing evildoers attacking him in verse 2. War has broken out in verse 3. It's the day of trouble in verse 5. His enemies besiege him in verse 6. He has false witnesses and slandering of him in verse 12. Throughout this psalm, there's so many challenges, a lot of what we face today. But through it all, David looks out and sees, despite living in a time of change and volatility and many times attacks on us, that we have the great confidence in who God is. The whole thing opens up. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? This whole psalm is about the confidence of God. What is the basis of that confidence? Well, it comes first of all in the fact that the Lord is our light. That's the great opening. That's the theme of this psalm. This is, of course, for any Jew who read this would recall that great defining moment in the history of the world when God said, let there be light. God is the source of all light. And of course, we know in Revelation, chapter 22, that the whole of the created order will end in the new creation, where we find that God himself is the light, and there'll be no need for a sun or any lamps in the new creation, because God is the light. And of course, as Christians, we know that that light has already broken into the present age with all of its evil, all of its problems, all of its challenges. That light has broken in the presence, in the face of Jesus Christ. And John's gospel opens up that he was that light that was coming into the world. John's gospel, Jesus, of course, says in one of his great I am statements, I am the light. And of course, the great Wesleyan message is that we have been reoriented towards that. The Holy Spirit has reoriented our heart. This is what David is experiencing, where his heart, despite all these challenges, have been reoriented toward who God is and his great presence and his great light. That's the other great theme of this psalm, is the presence of God changes everything. When we know that God is with us, we can face innumerable challenges. And so the whole psalm ends with this remarkable threefold admonition to all of us. Great word for any of us. Wait for the Lord. There's so many times we just need to wait for God to reveal his plan to us, his word to us, his direction for us. Wait for the Lord. And then be strong. Be strong in the Lord. Draw from his strength. Know that he is fighting these battles. And finally, take heart. May your heart be filled with the presence of God. For as he says, Paul says in Corinthians, that even though now we may know in part, then we shall know fully, even as we've been fully known. 1 Corinthians 13:12. Thanks be to God.
You know, when I was a young Christian, it was back in the days where the course movement was in its infancy, coming out with scripture passages that we would sing as little choruses. And one of the first ones I learned was the last two verses of this psalm. And I, you know, when you sing scripture, it stays with you over years and years and years. And that's exactly, I cannot read the psalm without these verses from the NASB, which is where they came from, in my mind. I would have despaired unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord. Those verses were just in my soul because I sang them in a little chorus. And that's why we sing the Psalms, because it takes that truth that you just spoke about, Tim. It takes that into our souls and into our hearts so that we can sing it all day long and be reminded of it all throughout the day. So that's what we're going to do right now. We're going to sing the whole psalm. And there are several different tunes. This is set in long meter. There are several tunes that we could use for a long meter. And some of them you may know as old hymns, Sweet Hour of Prayer or He Leadeth Me. Even In Christ Alone or Before the Throne of God Above from more contemporary songs could be used. But today, we want to use a Scottish folk song. It's an old song called Ye Banks and Braes. The official title of it is Candler, but I think even if you don't know this tune, you will quickly feel it in your soul because it's a folk song, and folk songs tend to be something that are easily singable and memorable. So we'd like to sing it to Candler now, Ye Banks and Braes. Psalm 27, let it seep into your soul as you sing with us.
The Lord's my light and salvation, of whom then shall I be afraid? The Lord's the stronghold of my life, whom shall I fear when on him stayed? When evildoers come to me, who would my flesh and life devour? When enemies and foes attack, they fall and stumble in that hour. The hosts besiege me round about. My heart won't fear, but rest content. The war against me does break out. E'en then I will be confident. One thing I ask and I will seek, dwell in the Lord's house all my days, to see the beauty of the Lord and seek Him in His temple's praise. For in the day of trouble He will keep me safe by His own hand. He'll hide me in His sheltered tent and set me on a rock to stand. My head will then be lifted up above my enemies around. And I will offer sacrifice with songs of praise and joyful sound. Oh, hear my voice, Lord, when I call. Be merciful and answer me. You ask my heart to seek your face. Your face, O Lord, I'll surely seek. But do not hide your face from me. In anger, don't turn me away. For you have always been my help, my God and Savior, hope and stay. The Lord receives me even if my father turns his face away. My mother too, though they forsake, the Lord will be my strength and stay. Teach me your way and lead me, Lord, in level paths safe from my foes. Do not deliver me to them who violently with lies oppose. For I am confident of this, I'll see the goodness of the Lord. Within the land of living ones, I'll see the goodness of the Lord. Wait for the Lord, be strong, take heart, with courage wait upon the Lord. Take heart, be strong, and wait for Him. With confidence, wait for the Lord.
Amen, Seedbed Nation. Go forth to wait for the Lord, be strong, and take heart, because His presence is with you. Amen.
He is our light and salvation. Amen.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.